Iraq's parliament speaker says the northern province of Nineveh has fallen to the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. The al-Qaeda-linked militants have captured the capital, Mosul. The heavily armed insurgents took control of the governor's headquarters, prisons, and television stations before capturing the entire city. Witnesses say the shops are closed, security forces have abandoned their vehicles, and a police station has been set ablaze. The militants have also kidnapped 28 Turkish truck drivers there. Mosul is the second Iraqi city to have fallen into the militants' hands this year after the government lost control of Fallujah in early January. Political commentator Intifada Gambart joins us from Beirut to tell us what he thinks about this latest city to have fallen, or I should say province. Intifada Gambart, welcome. Back in March, the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said that Qatar and Saudi Arabia are at war with Iraq. Is that today still the case?
I think today we are facing a very sad and tragic events in Iraq. The falling of the second biggest city after Baghdad into the hand of the terrorists and the Takfiris, the ISIL. I think the problem mostly is internal rather than external. There are external hands, no doubt about it, but I think the internal problems have mounted to the level of this unfortunate collapse of security in Mosul. I think it's very urgent for all political parties and major winners in the Iraqi elections to form a government very swiftly, form a strong government, restructure the security apparatus in Iraq and the army, and start with a new slogan: all Iraqis are against terrorism, no Iraqis are with terrorism, no Iraqi will accept these takfiris to continue destroying Iraq.
How much does the situation on the war on Syria affect what is going on in Iraq?
We are lucky to see military gains earned by the Syrian army against terrorists in Syria. The gaining of the upper hand of the security situation in Syria are facing the opposite direction, downward of security collapse in Iraq. Which tells you the problem is no more connected directly to Syria. It is an internal Iraqi problem because if it was connected totally or directly to Syria, we would have seen improvement in the security system in Iraq. But unfortunately, the Syrian army, with support of the Syrian government allies, were able to overcome terrorism in a great battles that has witnessed crushing of many terrorist important circles, while we see the opposite in Iraq, and that explains itself.
Thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you. Intifada Gambart, political commentator, talking to us there from Beirut.